For more insights, we're joined by Leila Pence, the president and co-founder at Pence Wealth Management. Leila, good morning in your neck of the woods.
Well, good afternoon here.
Good afternoon. I beg your pardon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
All right, let's crack on. Let's start off with Fed Chair Jerome Powell's latest comments, which are always scrutinized. He's expressed concern that holding interest rates too high for too long could jeopardize economic growth. Now, we've asked this question before, and I'm going to ask it again. How long is too long?
Well, I think for the very first time this year, we feel like we are going to see a cut in interest rates, hopefully in September. He is correct. For the first time, we have unemployment tick over 4%. It's at 4.1, and this is that was his goal, is to have unemployment at 4, no more. Now it's at 4.1. We're seeing the job market certainly soften. We're seeing inflation slowly get under control. And as you know, the Fed has those two mandates between inflation and also employment. You know, so they walk a tightrope, and he should be concerned, because if he leaves interest rates high too long, we could really have a high unemployment, and our GDP is already coming in less than what they expected. So he is definitely correct warning.
Okay, another record close on the S&P 500, but this good showing on the S&P has been driven by a narrow range of tech leaders leveraged to AI tailwinds. Do you think a lack of market breadth has kept the S&P 500's gains in check?
Yes, I think basically the Mag 7 have contributed a very large portion of the S&P gains. And they've contributed about 10% of the S&P gains, and S&P is up 15%. So the rest of the 493, many of them actually have negative returns. So we're hoping that the earnings season, starting in a few weeks, should see some earnings catch up from some of these 493, and that would allow the S&P to even go into higher, because it will have more participation with the rest of the companies. Not all of them, but some of them certainly. And if we start getting that, then we can really see a great year.
All right. Policymakers from East Asia to the UK to North America even have been evaluating their progress in taming inflation. Some central banks, such as those of Canada, Mexico, and the Eurozone, have already embarked on rate cuts. Are we seeing some sort of central bank divergence, if we could call it that?
Yes. Well, they have a different mandate. Our Federal Reserve has two mandates. Price stability and employment. Whereas, for example, if you look at other central banks, like ECB has only mandate to price control. Canada is driven by commodities, so they really look at that as their control. So a lot of the other countries do not have the dual mandate. So as inflation has come down, since oil prices have come down dramatically from last year, so they are able to go ahead and reduce rates because they're not worrying about anything else, whereas the Fed has to worry about two things, and that makes them a little bit more reluctant to reduce rates as fast as the other countries. But like I mentioned, we think they're about ready. There's two more months of numbers that they're going to have to look at that we're looking for inflation. We think inflation is starting to come down. We see it around here, certainly in our everyday life. So coming down as fast as they'd like, but it is coming down, and they don't want to wait too long and really start getting have a hard landing versus a soft landing, which we're still predicting.
All right, Leila, despite these developments, we have stubborn price pressures, a strong U.S. dollar, and geopolitical tensions, which appear to be complicating the narrative. Where in the stock markets are you putting your dollars right now, and what are your top conviction calls?
Well, we think, of course, we still love tech and AI. That's a given. We still think that that's a lot of the funds are going there because that's where the earnings growth is. They're predicting a huge earnings growth in that area. But we're starting to look, and we may be a little early, but we're starting to look at small and mid-cap stocks. We're what we call nibbling, you know, putting a little bit of money in those areas because they would benefit greatly. They do a lot of financing, these small to mid-caps. So if interest rate drops, that will cut their costs and will improve their profits. So, and they've really been left behind as compared to the MAG 7 and the rest of the S&P. So we think they have a chance to maybe lead the markets, and they're very cheap right now comparing to the rest of the market. We like that area, and then we still love the weight loss drugs. We think there's only 5 million people using the drugs right now. Expectation is to go to 50 million users. And so there's just huge, huge growth in that arena. Not only are these drugs going to help people feel better, lose weight, live healthier, but it's going to cut dramatically the cost of health care, which is a big cost in our deficit, which could, in fact, allow the Federal Reserve or the country not to have to borrow as much to meet the leverage that we're facing right now, the deficit. So that would be a great help for the U.S. as well if we see better health care costs, lower health care costs because of these weight loss drugs. And then we also like property and casualty insurance. They make a lot of their money from higher interest rates. That for years, for 15 years, there was no interest. They were not getting any interest on their money because interest rate was so low. Even though we think interest rates are going to go down in the future, but they're not going to ever go down to where they were before. Mm. So they're going to make money on their investments. Plus, they have been able to get very high rate increases in their insurance policy. I live in California. Many insurance companies here have just left California. If they don't get the increase in rates and they have too much cost, they just leave that area. And you are stuck getting insurance, whoever will sell it to you. Mm. And it's twice or three times, and they're getting this premium cost. So we think it's a very good long-term area that we are putting some money in. And then the last one, of course, is intermediate term fixed income. We think for safe money and for low risk money, it's time to extend the maturities of some of the bonds.
All right. So just to summarize, you mentioned intermediate term fixed income, insurance, weight loss drugs, small and mid-cap stocks, and tech and AI. Those are currently the places to be. Leila, thank you so much for your time on the program.
You're very welcome.